USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A court is rejecting a claim made by former President Trump. USA's Corey Myers has the details.
According to a federal appeals court decision made today, former President Donald Trump is not immune from prosecution for alleged crimes he committed during his presidency to reverse the 2020 election results. The three-judge panel voted unanimously, saying, quote, "For the purpose of this criminal case, former President Trump has become Citizen Trump with all of the defenses of any other criminal defendant," unquote. Trump's team could appeal the ruling directly to the Supreme Court.
Jennifer Crumley has been convicted on all charges in her landmark involuntary manslaughter trial in Michigan. She's the mother of Ethan Crumley, who fatally shot four classmates and wounded seven others at Oxford High School in November 2021. Both Jennifer and her husband James faced four counts of involuntary manslaughter, with prosecutors alleging they overlooked signs of their son's mental health challenges. President Biden attributes the near collapse of the bipartisan Senate border deal to Donald Trump.
Donald Trump thinks it's bad for him politically. Therefore, he doesn't even know it helps the country. He's not for it.
Speaking from the White House, Biden accused Trump of prioritizing the politicization of immigration over genuine solutions. Tucker Carlson, the former Fox News host, has revealed he will soon release an interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The announcement follows Carlson being cited numerous times in Moscow over the weekend. Carlson asserted that he feels obligated to convey the truth about the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Southern California continues to experience rainfall, with Los Angeles County having received nearly a foot of rain since Sunday. While the most severe part of the storm has passed, the risk of additional floods and mudslides remain. The storm has now moved into western Arizona, southern Nevada, and southwestern Utah. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
A coalition of Republicans is endorsing a proposal asserting that Donald Trump did not partake in an insurrection.
The biggest danger is the weaponization of government that's taken place in an effort to prevent President Trump from ever being president again.
Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson accused Democrats of propagating the misleading narrative. The resolution aims to thwart endeavors to disqualify Trump from the presidential ballot. An electrical issue with the tailgate release switch on some General Motors pickups is forcing a recall by the automaker. USA's Tim Berg has the details.
Approximately 323,000 heavy-duty Chevrolet Silverado and GMC pickups built between 2020 and this year have a possible defect. The switch can reportedly short out due to weather getting into connection, and the tailgate could open when the vehicle is put in park. GM has reportedly received 136 complaints and three issues involving minor property damage. Owners will begin to get recall notices on March 18th.
Taylor Swift's legal representatives have issued a warning of potential legal action against a college student from Florida for his monitoring of celebrities' private jet movements. Jack Sweeney disclosed to CNN that he received a cease and desist notice from Taylor Swift regarding the social media account that he manages. That account monitors her private jet flights. Sweeney previously operated a website that tracked Elon Musk's private jet. That was before Musk had that site closed down. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.